Joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. Happy New Year.
Hi, Leanne. Happy New Year to you.
I understand that you're going to be appearing someplace special this evening.
Yeah, tonight I'm going to be on a radio program here in New York City called Mad About Music, hosted by Gilbert Kaplan. I'm going to talk about classical music and the New York Times crossword. There'll be lots of musical selections. The program runs from 9 to 10, and if you live outside the New York area, you can hear the program via the internet at wnyc.org.
Is it true that Bach makes it into a lot of crossword puzzles?
Well, Bach is up there, but you know, the most popular composer in crosswords is Arne, A-R-N-E, Thomas Arne, who did Rule Britannia.
Oh.
And he's not one of the great composers of all time, but he's sure in crosswords a lot.
He has a great crossword puzzle name.
That's it.
Right. You gave us a good puzzle to work on during the holiday season. Easy with just a touch of difficulty here. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, I said name a tree. Change one letter in the tree's name to get an animal. Change one letter in the animal's name to get a vegetable. And finally, change one letter in the vegetable's name to get a meat. What words are these?
What words are they?
Well, you start with oak. Change from oak, you go to yak, yam, ham.
Wow. Well, a lot of people were inspired by the holiday, I think, because we received about 2,500 correct entries to this particular puzzle. And our randomly chosen winner is Gloria Sotile from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, Leanne.
Did I pronounce your name properly?
You did very well.
Now, how long did it take you to figure this one out?
Well, it was a kind of a group effort. I get the grandchildren involved, and actually we all got our heads together and came up with it.
So it's a family affair, huh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what do you do there in Scranton?
I am a school teacher. English.
Mm-hmm. Really? Do you do puzzles with them?
Yes. In fact, I have some of my girls at school who are doing the puzzles, too.
So do you do the puzzles you hear on the radio?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
Yours.
excellent. Excellent. Puzzles as part of the curriculum.
Yes.
I'll go with that. Well, are you ready now to play with the master himself?
Well, it depends on how difficult this is going to be.
No qualification. We're ready to play. Gloria, meet Will. Will, meet Gloria. Let's play.
I will.
Hi, Gloria. Well, I'm going to name two things from a finite category. I'd like you to name something else in the category that fits between these two alphabetically.
Alphabetically.
For example, if I said Florida, Hawaii, you would say Georgia.
Georgia, right.
Because Florida and Hawaii are U.S. Okay. states, and Georgia fits between them alphabetically.
Right. Man, you got that right away.
those are easy questions.
Oh, okay.
Number one, Thursday, Wednesday.
Friday.
Nope.
Thursday. Wednesday.
What goes between Thursday and Wednesday alphabetically?
Friday.
No, that's Friday's before Thursday alphabetically.
And I know I'm dumb.
No, wait. Now, Thursday, Wednesday.
Come on, Gloria, you can get this. There's only five other days of the week.
Right. What goes between Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday.
Tuesday goes between Thursday and Wednesday.
Of course, because of the second letter, not the first letter. Duh.
Oh, that's so bad. Oh.
Okay, you got that one. Number two, Earth. Mars.
Neptune? Oh, man, no.
Neptune would be after Mars. Okay, I'll give you a hint. It starts with a J.
Oh, Jupiter.
Jupiter is right. Cleveland, Coolidge. It's a recent one.
Clinton. Oh, my God.
Clinton is right.
Yeah.
Africa, Asia.
Australia. No.
No, that comes after Asia.
America, but that's way of north and south.
Yeah.
Antarctica.
Antarctica, that's it. Comet, Dancer.
Cupid.
Cupid, oh, that was fast. Good
well
job.
Well done.
Neptunium, Niobium.
I don't know these elements at all. Neptunium, Niobium. Nitrogen?
Ooh, that comes right after Niobium. That's not it. But I'll
Nickel?
Give you a hint. Nickel, good job.
Good job.
Try this one. Flush, Full House.
Poker hands, right?
All right.
Flush.
It's better than a pair. Better than three of a kind.
Four of a kind.
Four of a kind, is it? How about this one? Bashful, Dopey.
Bashful, Dopey, Doc.
Doc is it.
Doc,
that's fast.
It.
Good. And here's your last one. Drummers, Drumming. And geese a-laying.
Five golden rings? Drummers?
No,
D-E-F?
Golden is after geese, so that's so not it.
Drummers
drumming and geese a-laying, somewhere between D and G.
All right, let's see. Remember 12 days of Christmas.
French hen?
French hens! Good job, Gloria. Nice job.
Oh, my goodness, Gloria, am I glad you are playing today.
I didn't think it would be so difficult.
Well, anyway, you did very well today.
Well, thank you.
And we're going to send you some things for being our player.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you're going to get the weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus. There's more.
Great.
The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, Volume 1 of the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. Just a heads up, Volume 2 is coming out on January 15th. And there's another goodie in the bag for you, a bonus gift, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29. Oh, you're going to have a ball, because you're going to get a full book of them from St. Martin's Press. Now, what's your public radio station, Gloria?
WVIA-FM.
All right. Gloria Satile in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle.
Thank you very much, Leanne.
And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Now, Will, a new challenge for us in 2004. What do you have?
Well, it comes from listener Bernard McCabe of Westchester, Pennsylvania. Think of a six-letter verb meaning to do something particular in water. Shift the first letter to the end, then add another letter at the end, and you'll get a seven-letter verb meaning to do something else in water. What words are these? And here's a hint, these two words are etymologically unrelated. So again, a six-letter verb meaning to do something particular in water. Shift the first letter to the end, then add another letter at the end, and you'll get a seven-letter verb meaning to do something else in water. What words are these?
All right, when you have the answer, put it in an email and send it to us. Our email address is puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, at npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you are the winner, because you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Schortz, who joined us from New York. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leah.